Welcome back to our stream. This is our initial draft alpha version of our stream, if you want to call it that. We're broadcasting on 100 megabit fiber, although it has been dialed down to 20 megabit. And the authentic sounds in the background of motorbikes decaying away is because we're in Nottingham at Lace Market House, where it has a wonderful fiber connection. I'm with CJ, PCM Creative, and we're going to quickly talk about Media Camp. Media Camp is happening on the 27th of March. Tell me a little about the schedule and things that are happening.
Media Camp Nottingham 2 is taking place here in Lace Market House, which is in the centre of Nottingham. It's a fabulous old-style Georgian building, so bringing tech into that environment is just a really nice environment to be in. The schedule is quite old structure, so we start at 9:30, and we have a session lasting an hour in three rooms.
Okay.
And all those sessions you can decide to go in. If you don't like what you see, you can move on, because it's what was traditionally called an unconference.
Okay.
But we're actually...
We're scrapping that.
We're scrapping the word unconference.
Yeah, which is a wise move.
So we want to invite people to Lace Market House, whether they're in education, whether they're in academia, whether they're in tech, business.
Across the board.
Across the board,
yep.
Charities.
Yep.
Curiosity, inexperience, lots of experience. Come down to Lace Market House on the 27th and to just share. And the opportunities are for you to book a room and talk for an hour or hold a discussion for an hour about what makes tech key to what you do in your business.
Okay. So whereabouts, first of all, this is the second iteration of Media Camp. We did one last year, which was quite successful. We had lots of people turn up. Whereabouts is Lace Market House for people who don't know Nottingham that well?
It's the best way to describe it. There's a new Nottingham Contemporary building that's just opened on Market Cross, just by the Broadmarsh Shopping Centre.
Okay.
And we are at the end of high pavement. So you've got Nottingham Contemporary, you've got the Picture and Piano Big Pub, which is the old church.
On the right-hand side, if you're coming from your station.
And we're right down the far end of high pavement.
Right.
If you're coming from the Broadway Cinema, you just keep on walking towards Hockley, down it's Stony Street, all the way to the end, and we're where high pavement and Stony Street meet.
Which is quite easy to find, really,
isn't
it? I mean, it's literally a 10-minute sort of walk from the train station, so I mean, you can find it quite easily. So, tell us a little bit about the structure of the rooms. How many rooms is there, and what sort of sessions can people expect to be?
We've got four rooms.
Okay.
There's a main hall, and that's going to be streamed all day, and that seats about 30 to 40 people. And sort of small discussion rooms. You can break out into the outside of the room if you want. So quite a free room. And then we've got two meeting rooms, which seat between 8 and 10 people. But you can get about 10 people standing around the walls and crammed in and sort of looking through doors we had last year.
I like the crammed in thing. That
yeah.
gives it some emphasis to the amount of people that are going to be
we
there.
We then have a room that is called the Blogger's Creche.
Love this.
And the Blogger's Creche just has PowerPoints coming out of its ears.
Good.
And Wi-Fi. The whole building will be Wi-Fi, but in there will be a Wi-Fi connection, so it'll be nice and strong. We had someone come last year who didn't attend any of the sessions. He just came to the Blogger's Creche so that he did a blog article, waved to us on the door and was off.
So quickly, let me pull you up a little bit. Last year, the connectivity, what has changed since last year to this year?
Last year, we were on just an ordinary, good quality Wi-Fi.
And yourself, broadband.
This year, we've upgraded to fibre.
We like upgrades.
And there's a big thing going on in the Lace Market at the moment with the Lace Market Triangle. And there's various organisations that are kind of trying to get government funding to do this fibre thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Lace Market House has gone out on a limb and we aren't connected to any of those other projects. And Nick Max, who is sort of the brains behind Lace Market House and the whole...
No strings attached,
which is you can come and have a space here for 3 month minimum contract, and then after that you're just like a monthly rolling contract.
Which, by the way, I have to say, and I'm saying this completely, as a customer, and it's not trying to win favour or anything, but I've been looking for somewhere where I can jump on a train within 45 minutes, get to a place that has fibre, because I need that low latency, fast streaming connection, and they offer really good rates on the hot desking. So if you're the sort of person doing video or wants to do video streaming and low latency stuff, there's plenty of room. You know, this isn't, we're setting up a web streaming studio and it's ours. You know, the more people doing this stuff, the more it adds to the ammunition of what we want to do with it. So people who've never been to an event like this before, they don't have to be into technology, do they?
Absolutely not. It's there's curiosity. It needs curiosity of what's going on. It tends to go down the social media route because as a creative myself, or a creative who facilitates creatives, more of a practitioner, I do a lot of work with the arts, and that also crosses over to business. So I'm really an artist that's crossed into business, and I'm really keen to get the business community talking to the artistic community and getting collaborations going there, because there's some huge creative power brains that don't really understand how business works. And there's a lot of businesses trying to be uber creative but don't really understand what it means to be truly creative.
Or don't fully take it to the full potential.
Yeah, and I think there's creative organisations and creative industries, but there's a lot of artists within a lot of creative, true creative artists, there's this compulsion to create that they're not artists because they want to be, they're artists because they have to be. And I think there's a lot of that in the creative industries and web design, even social media. People end up doing a lot of stuff because they really need to. Bloggers who are very successful, and there's this content that comes out all the time. They're not blogging because they want to, they're blogging because they're compelled to. And I think finding out what compels them to do it for businesses can maybe drive their own social media strategy.
That's really, really interesting.
I think there's a lot to learn from that compulsion that creatives and IT creatives have. And social media for the arts, because it's so cheap, there is the time element to it. But the fact that you can create all of this wonderful, rich media and engage in your audience and engage in your people who are engaging in your work like never before. So for me, the Media Camp does have that arts crossover. Media Camp has run before in London and at Buckinghamshire University. It was the first one, was Media Camp Books.
I remember Media Camp Books. We did that. We were walking around with a laptop, and we had people all around. We did media on the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that you want to actually do here as well.
Yes.
Get people creating stuff.
Yeah,
and it's one of the reasons why we set up the web streaming studio. So people who've got a message you want to talk about, their business or event, or something completely off tangent, but they want a voice, this is the place to do it.
Yeah.
So I mean, you've got a couple of sessions documented down there that are going to happen. You've got 8 in total.
There's 8 so far. I mean, how it works, there's an Eventbrite enrolment set up, so you can go to Eventbrite, which is linked through the Media Camp Nottingham website,
which is
mediacampnottingham.co.uk.
Okay.
And you can sign up, and during the sign-up process, you're asked, would you like to run a session? Yes or no. What would you like your session to be called? And a little bit of detail. So you don't have to put details in, and then that will get edited into the schedule. And so far, there's 2 sort of really sort of key, interesting ones being done by a guy called Glenn Lasanto, who's at Lasanto on Twitter. And he's doing Evolution of Our Craft 10 Years Forward, 10 Years Back. And I really like the idea of reflecting on where social media and where IT has come from, and also projecting that into where it's going.
That's great.
Having that reflection. And then another session is by Sylvia Presley, at Presley Sylvia, on Twitter, and she's doing social media for non-government organisations.
Okay, NGOs.
NGOs, but specifically around ethics.
Okay.
So how social media actually affects our behaviour online, and she gives great examples of how other organisations are sort of addressing this ethical issue about how we behave online and what that means for organisations, whether you're non-profit or whether you're a corporate or whether you're a sole trader.
There's a lot of people doing stuff like that. I know Fellow Creative on Twitter is also doing stuff about a blueprint for what businesses should do regarding using social media inside businesses. So you've got 8 sessions. Yeah. How much room have you got for more sessions?
We've got room for another 8.
Okay, so you can have 16 throughout the day.
Yeah.
And Media Camp's on one day, right?
Yes.
So it starts at 9:30, what time does it finish?
So it starts at 9:30, and the sessions run until 5:00.
Okay.
And then from 5 till 6, one of the things that I always find at these kind of events is your brain gets so overstimulated that you just want something to end the day. And coming from a theatrical background, I like to try and end it with a theatre performance that's connected with tech.
Okay.
And it's something that when I've been up to Edinburgh each year with Equity, I usually come across some really fantastic performances that have this element of tech to them. Last year we had Drew Davis, who's at Drew_Davis on Twitter, who does a one-man show called The Fear of Projection, and it's digital puppetry, and it's a love story between an academic...
I missed it.
Academic. Really, it was live-streamed.
Well, I'll have to watch the stream, because I can't believe I missed it, but I had to go.
Yeah.
And so after this, is there going to be things happening later on?
There is going to be... We'll all go down to either Pitch and Piano or to go to a local bar. But the main wrapping up of it will be that last hour where we'll have a performance of some kind who I'm waiting for confirmation. It should be very exciting if he comes on board. And there's also the potential of some music, who again we haven't confirmed, so we won't announce
any
names.
No, we won't say anything just yet. And how many tickets have you sold and how many is left?
There's about 40 tickets left.
Okay,
I've split it into whole day sessions and half day, because some people last year didn't book a ticket because they could only come for the morning or afternoon. So I've actually given people the option of just stating I'm going to come for the morning or I'm going to come for the afternoon.
Yeah.
There's about 20 tickets gone so far.
Oh, fabulous.
There's about 40 left. I think 60 throughout the whole day
will
fill this place. And it's not about the quantity of attendees. It's about the quality and the sharing experience.
Yeah.
So if you get too many...
We can deal with 60 people coming through the WebStream studio. So 60, I think, we could deal with 60, but I don't think we'd deal with any more than that.
Well, last year we had 35 people sign up online.
Yeah.
Only 20 of those turned up, but we had 30 people turn up on the day who hadn't signed up online.
Okay.
So we get kind of a half and half, and it would be nice to have the people who signed up to actually attend. And I think with free events, sometimes people forget that the organisation's gone behind it, and if you don't give a value, it doesn't seem as important. But I really felt that I didn't want to charge for it, so this is going to be the final test. If people decide they don't turn up this time because it's free, there's going to have to be a charge.
I think it's reasonable.
So come along.
Yeah, CJ, listen, I think it's absolutely reasonable to charge a certain amount, because you know, £5, £10 to say you're going to turn up. A lot of people, if they're going to pay it, they're probably going to turn up. So, in wrapping up, give us the URL again and also the date of the event.
mediacampnottingham.co.uk, and the event takes place on Saturday the 27th of March. And I just, why it is on a Saturday, because people go, why is it on a Saturday? I'm also really keen to allow people who are interested and curious in social media and technology, who work 9 to 5 and who don't have control over their working week, to be able to go to conferences and go to networking. And it's just slightly outside of their business sphere. So that's why it's on a Saturday. So
Saturday works for me.
It's for everybody. It's from people who own their own organisations to people who work in an IT department for an organisation that never sends them on any personal development courses, who are just really curious to know what social media and IT and tech is about.
Perfect. Okay, so go and sign up, because if you don't, you're missing out on an awesome web streaming studio as well. See you later, guys. That should be offline now. That should have gone UMC.